Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, December 22nd, 1985. With our adult choir and congregational and just having a good time together here at our church on this Sunday morning. We trust your heart will be uplifted and blessed as you hear this. God bless you. May the spirit of Christmas truly be in your heart as you open your heart and let the love of the Lord Jesus Christ be shed abroad through His Holy Spirit. We love you.
Page 59 in your hymnal there. Sing all three verses, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Come and behold.
stand standing for prayer. Let's look to the Lord today in a word of prayer. Father, we thank Thee this morning for this gathering on this Sunday before Christmas. Father, we thank Thee for all that You're going to do in this service as we look to Thee. We thank Thee, Father, for what You've done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ in His birth, His death, His resurrection, His ascension back to heaven to be with Thee. And Father, we know someday He is coming again to rapture the church home to be with Him forever. We just pray that each one here, Lord, in this service is ready if this event should take place today. We thank Thee for all You're going to do, Lord, in this service. Bless those who will be taking part in the service, Lord. We thank Thee already for all that You're going to do, Lord, in each one of our lives as we're met here to lift up and magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in His name we pray. Amen. We do appreciate the adult choir, and Brother Tom comes to lead the choir. We trust to be praying for him. I know God's able to speak to your heart. Let's have open hearts today to hear what God would have us to say. Brother Tom.
Good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that brings good tidings, lift up thy voice for strength, lift it up, be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judea, behold your God.
Savior was born. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Caesarius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth to Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and lay him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Okay, let's all get us a hymn book one more time, page 62. Let's sing the first and second stanzas of Silent Night. Page 66 in the same hymnal, Away in a Manger, first and second verses of that. Page 56, the first Noel. Sing the first and second verses of that one.
Keeping their sheep. shining in thee, beyond them far, and through the earth, it daybreak light, and so it continued both day and night.
Page 61, it came upon the midnight clear, first and second verses.
With the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on the earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
Of your birth.
Okay, I'm going to give you a chance to stand up now. Let's turn to page 68, While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks. Let's sing first, second, and fifth stanzas. Page 68. Book to page 69 and sing the first verse of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Page 69. That same hymn book, Angels from the Realms of Glory, the first verse, page 65. Same hymn book. Good Christian men rejoice. First verse.
Oh.
when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh.
Is now a star divine.
field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with loyal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Born the King on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign.
Frankincense to offer have I, incense oath, a deity nigh, prayers and praising, all men raising, worshiping God on high.
Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone cold tomb. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, peal through the earth and skies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with loyal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
For just a short message today, we'd like to read one verse in Luke chapter 2 and verse 7. It says, "And she," this is the Virgin Mary, "she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger." Why? Because there was no room for them in the inn. No room. You know, in many places today, there is no room for Jesus. If he had been born in the 20th century, he probably wouldn't have lasted until he was 33 years of age. Many, many people do not have room for Jesus. I put in the bulletin last Sunday, I guess, "Without Christ, no Christmas." My prayer for you is this morning that you have made room in your life for Jesus. You know, in many homes, there is no room for Jesus, except in a curse word. The Lord Jesus Christ needs to have room in your home. The Lord in a home can make that home a little taste of heaven on earth. It can be a foretaste of what heaven is going to be. Four walls don't make a home. It makes a house. There has to be love. And Christ is the one who really makes life worth living. There's no room today in many homes. I trust there is room in your home, in your heart home, for Jesus. I trust you know him today. There was no room for them in the inn. I heard a message one time by a fellow from Camp Nathaniel. Brother Dennis Plant, I believe it was. He said it like this: Herod rejected him. The shepherds accepted him. The wise men expected him. And will you accept him? My friend, you need to have the Lord in your life this Christmas. No room in the home. And many times there is no room in the school. As you know, what kind of time Perry County schools have been having recently. They're trying to put the Lord Jesus Christ on the outside, but He wants to be inside. Inside your heart. He wants to be inside of you and make your life worth living. And many, many times, there is no room for Christ in the church even. He is on the outside of many churches today. He needs to be uplifted. Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Jesus wants to be in your home, in the house that you live in 24 hours a day, yourself. He wants to be in there in the person of the Holy Spirit. My prayer for you is this morning, as our choir sings our invitation hymn today, "No Room," and "Have You Any Room for Jesus?" I trust you'll come down this aisle confessing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. No room. Because there was no room for them in the end. Is there room for the Lord Jesus Christ in you, in your heart? As our choir sings at this time, our invitation hymn, let's stand, please. Christians praying. There's no better time than right now to trust Jesus as your Savior.